From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. In the upcoming election, Sacramento voters will weigh in on Measure E, which extends parcel taxes critical for funding our public libraries. This funding accounts for about a quarter of the library's overall budget and ensures programs, staffing, and operational hours are maintained. Joining us today is Councilmember Karina Talamantes and Sacramento Public Library Director Peter Coyle to discuss what this measure means for the future of our libraries and communities. Councilmember, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Peter, great to see you.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with you. Beyond lending books, what role do libraries play in the Sacramento community?
Yeah, we do a lot more than books. Well, books are our bread and butter. We do a lot more in terms of children's literacy, adult education. We offer career online high school, which allows folks to get their high school equivalency degree if they haven't been able to do that in high school. We also offer a number of classes and other programs from exercise to author talks, and we just had an event on journaling. So we do a whole variety of things for the public.
And the events are a normal part of the program?
Yeah, we normally have lots of events for all ages, from children's story time to author talks to book clubs to even people coming and talking about things like how to compost or birdwatch.
And what new programs have been brought in to serve our diverse needs of our population, from children to seniors, low-income folks?
Yeah, so we've always tried to meet the needs of our users and in creative and innovative ways. Those include things like our Seed Library. Those are a number of locations where people can go and check out, for lack of a better term, some seeds to help them grow vegetables. And that is a tool that they can learn about sustainable farming or help their children understand where food comes from. We have a cake pan library where people can check out novelty cake pans. And those are also tied to our library of things where people can check out things from a stand mixer if they want to make those cakes, or we even have some tools for home repair and GoPro cameras.
I do like want to get into those, because yeah. I do want to like kind of focus on each one.
Sure,
but let's get into Measure E. This would extend parcel taxes, right?
That's correct, yes.
And so homeowners would continue paying for the tax, but not renters, right?
It is an existing tax that's just going to be renewed. Yeah.
So according to the Bees, homeowners are paying $54.50 per year in parcel taxes currently to support their libraries. So that's less than $5 a month, which would be on the cheaper side for one of those apps we pay for on our smartphones. I want to talk about the library apps that people use. Can you explain the Libby app and then the Hoopla app?
Yeah, so Libby and Hoopla are both apps that people can download either audiobooks or electronic books. And so you can check those out from the library for free, and they check out like a regular book. The nice thing is that they will return themselves on their own. And so if you want to check out an ebook and go to the beach, or even just don't want to lug around a book, you can do that on your phone or your tablet for free from the library.
How often do people come to you and say, you know, I've been buying my books on Amazon and my audiobooks for years, my Kindle books. I had no idea. How often do you hear that?
All the time. People are delighted to learn that they can get these things for free from the library. It's an amazing service, and it's one of the most popular ones, in fact.
So I want to talk about some of the unique programs. You were kind of rattling them off a little bit earlier, but let's like really kind of segment each one out.
Sure.
So people really understand like all these things that are available, your whole catalog. So starting with the personal shopper, what is that?
Yeah, so customers can send a note to the library or call, and they can talk to the staff about what they're looking for to get reading recommendations or even pull books for school projects or vacation, or even just if they need help learning how to do something, the library can help show them how to do that research or find the resources they need.
So you can call up and say, hey, I'm going to Mexico. I want to know a little bit of history. I want to know getting around. Can you help me out?
Yep. Even finding books on the culture, or if they want to have a tour guide book, we can find information on where to go and what things to see.
Okay. The Library of Things.
Yes. So it's what it sounds like. It's things. It's things that people want. And usually these are things that you might have a one-off need for and you don't want to buy. One of our more popular is a post hole digger, for the people who are building a fence.
Okay.
You buy one of those and you never use it again. But we have one at the library you can check out, use it for your project, and return it. We also have other things like a stand mixer if you want to learn how to bake a cake, and other technology like video games and GoPro cameras. So if you're going on that vacation to Mexico and you want to take the camera, you can check it out and do that.
And so do you walk around a warehouse? Are there pictures of these online?
Yeah, so they're at a couple of locations, and you go to the library and you can place the hold, and you have to pick them up at the library where the items are. They don't go between the libraries, so they're at three specific libraries.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I mentioned like a imaginary trip to Mexico. What if you're just going to a state park? You have state parks passes?
We do. Through the state library, we have, like all libraries in California, have state parks passes. And so you can reserve a park pass and go visit the state park for free. And we have a number of those. Those are also very popular. There's a long waiting list of those. So if you want it, you should get yourself on the list.
And I imagine you can get maps and other information.
Yes. And we're also developing some kits for people to check out, so they kind of have a backpack. So if they want to go to the state park and do some bird watching or some other things, we'll have kits that they can check out, binoculars and bird watching guides and those sorts of things.
And you teased this earlier about the seed library.
Yeah. So we have a number of locations that have seeds. And the idea behind this is to let people experiment and learn what foods they want to grow, and even just, you know, start their garden, and then they can come every year and get new seeds. And it's a program that we have, and a number of these are sponsored and supported through the Friends of the Library.
And then finally, the Cake Pan Library.
Yeah. So if you ever want to bake a cake that has a special purpose, you don't want to spend money on that novelty can or novelty pan, you can check it out from the library and make a cake.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So let's get into Measure E. And Peter, maybe we'll start with you, and then council member, you can talk to. What programs or services are most at risk if Measure E doesn't pass?
Yeah, the most at risk are just our hours of operation within the city of Sacramento. Because of our governing structure, funds can only be used in the jurisdiction that provides them. And so Measure E is funding that is only used for the city of Sacramento libraries, and there are 12 of them. And four of our most popular, busiest branches are in the city of Sacramento, our top four. So if this funding goes away, we'll have to look at reducing hours. And that has a domino effect across the rest of the system. So while the money is for the city of Sacramento, it's like pulling a thread, and that would have a domino effect to all the other services and other communities as well.
Council member, do you want to talk about your interest in this and your concern if Measure E does not pass?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a parcel tax renewal. It is not an increase. It's a straight renewal so that our libraries stay open 5 days a week as they are now. If this Measure E does not pass, our libraries are only going to be open 3 days a week. And that's critical. And that will hurt our residents of Sacramento. And so it's important for people to understand that it's a straight renewal, it's not an increase. In 2004, the voters approved a Measure X. In 2014, the voters approved a Measure B. In 2016, the voters approved a Measure X. And what we're doing now is we're consolidating the two measures into one so that we can continue the funding and renew the funding without an increase in taxes. And, you know, for people to know, the funds from this can only be used for programs for children, teens, seniors, regular open office hours at the library, library staff, acquisition of books, magazines, newspaper, media, and other materials, and along with access to technology at our city libraries. The city, our Sacramento Public Library, has been a leading agent in broadband access for all. And this money can only be used for this purpose, and there's a lot of audits that come with it.
You're listening to Insight here on Camp Radio. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Councilmember Karina Talamantes and Sacramento Library Director Peter Coyle about Measure E on this year's ballot to extend parcel taxes to fund the city's library system. So, Councilmember, I'm curious, what's your personal interest in this? Why did you step in to lead this on the campaign side?
So I've been on the library board for 6 years now. And it's a joint powers authority, which means that you have council members from the city, Folsom, Citrus Heights, Elk Grove. It's a joint powers authority. And every day I learn something new. I learned something new today that we have a tour guide at the library that can help me plan my vacation. That is new information, Peter Coyle. I did not know that. The library does it all. And I think it's such an essential hub, and it's an equalizer for our community. You know, when you talk about equity, when you talk about access to resources, our libraries are safe spaces for our families, our babies, our kids, our seniors, people that don't have air conditioning to come there, for kids after school. You know, I used to get bullied in middle school when I would ride the bus home. So instead of riding the bus home, I'd walk to my library. I sat there for 45 minutes until my mom got out of work so that I wouldn't get bullied. And that was a safe space for me as a kid. And I hope that the voters see that this measure, yes, on Measure E, is critical and important in providing a safe space for everybody, doing enrichment, education, and really uplifting people's lives.
And what was that library that you grew up with?
Oh, in Willows, California. Okay. I sat on a beanie bag.
Let's talk about the safeguards in Measure E to prevent tax increases in the future. Council member, do you want to take this one?
Yeah. So the rates for this current parcel tax, the rates may be increased annually in proportion to an increase in CPI, not to exceed 3%. Otherwise, it would go back to the voters. But as is, this is a straight renewal. So a single family is $54.50. A mobile home is $27.25. And if you think about the return on investment, you know, from checking out a book, say you check out three books, that already equals the amount that you pay in parcel taxes once a year. $54.50 is a huge investment. And this is where I'd love for Peter to talk about our budget, because this Measure E requires a two-thirds vote from the city of Sacramento voters. That's a high margin.
Yeah, I was curious. What's your strategy to get to two-thirds?
So we're running a very, have a lot of volunteers, friends of the library. I'm so thankful for the consultants behind this. We're trying to fundraise $250,000 to reach our goal to send out four mail pieces. Right now, we're up to three. Our hope is word of mouth, people posting on Nextdoor, on their Facebook groups, telling their family and friends. We're competing against propositions across the state that have millions and billions of dollars to run their ads on TV. And we're scared. We're very nervous that people are going to overlook, yes, on Measure E, one of the most important measures and the only measure for the city of Sacramento this year in the 2024 cycle. We're very worried about it. And we need people to know that it's on the ballot. We did polling on this. The polling is great. People love our libraries and everything that they have to offer. Our goal as a campaign of Yes on Measure E is letting people know it's on the ballot. That's the most important thing we can do, is education. Because once people know what's at stake and everything that the city does, Sacramento Public Library does with our limited budget, they'll vote yes. If they know about it. And again, this parcel, I mean, Measure E accounts for approximately 20% of the library's annual total budget.
And so there's no opposition to this, right? It's just a matter of getting the word out that this is a thing on there. Don't miss it. And it's less than $5 a month.
Correct. There's no opposition. It is supported by business groups, labor union groups, community leaders, neighborhood association leaders. It is supported by everyone, Republican, Democrat, Independents. People love the library. We just need them to know that Yes on Measure E, City of Sacramento's Library Initiative, is on the ballot this November.
Peter, do you want to talk about any future plans? I mean, hoping this one passes, is there any programs you can bolster with these funds?
Yeah, so this is, again, a straight renewal. So this will continue our funding as is. So while the property taxes may increase slightly, that'll give us an opportunity to do a little bit more programs. But this is not funding that will expand programs. It will continue to support what's already existing. So that's really key, is that this isn't going to give us the chance to do even more. It's going to help us maintain the status quo. We'll have a little bit extra to do some more, but really, generally, it's just about maintaining the status quo and keeping us open where we are at right now. If it doesn't pass, we won't be able to do that.
Council member?
And we made this decision as a group, as friends of the library, as the city of Sacramento, our library executive director, and others. It's a straight renewal because we feel the impact of taxes, of inflation, of grocery prices, gas prices, and people's rents being so high. We know that there's a lot at stake and people are hurting financially. And we felt that at this time, a straight renewal to keep our programs and our libraries open would be the best bet for us and our Sacramento region at this time.
And again, if it doesn't pass, there could be less, it's open less days a week and maybe
only 3 days a week.
3 days a week and a diminishment in programs.
That's correct. And it could affect other jurisdictions that we serve as well, too.
So we got to wrap. I want to end with a great book that you checked out from your local library? Council member, let's start with you.
Ooh, let me think. I've read a few. Hold on, I'll give it to Peter Coyle for a second. Let me think.
I'm usually reading a couple books at a time, and I recently picked up a book, and, you know, I can see the cover, but I can't remember the name of it, and it's a book I heard about at a library conference, and it's a debut author. Justinian Huang is the author's name, and I can't remember the name of the book. Something about a dragon and an emperor. It's set in ancient China, and it's a very fascinating fictional story.
Okay. Councilmember? Okay.
I had to pull up my Goodreads to see which one I prefer, but I really like The Villa by Rachel Hawkins and Emily Henry, Book Lovers.
Well, Councilmember Talamantes, thank you for coming on.
And thank you for the opportunity, and I hope voters can consider voting yes on Measure E.
Peter, it's great to meet you. Thanks for telling us about all the cool things the libraries are doing.
Thanks for being here, and we're glad to support our community in their efforts to help the library.
That was Councilmember Karina Talamantes and Sacramento Library Director Peter Coyle talking about Measure E in the city of Sacramento. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.